When a child has a habit of blaming others for their problems, it's an indication of a character weakness. That child has a hard time taking responsibility for his or her own actions and is using other forms of manipulation to accomplish their objective. Sometimes it's blaming, sometimes it's justification or defensiveness. Sometimes it's lying in order to get off of the guilt that they're experiencing. And so they somehow are trying to deflect the blame to someone else in some kind of a way.
So when the child has done something wrong, it's an uncomfortable feeling. If the child is trying to deal with that uncomfortable feeling by blaming the problem on other people, that's the wrong response. We really need to work with children, help them learn to take responsibility for their actions, to take responsibility for the wrong things that they do, to admit them. Now, that takes courage and humility to admit you've done something wrong. But those are two very important qualities we want to be developing in our children's lives. So confronting them when they've done the wrong thing, having them admit that they've done the wrong thing, seeing they're part of the problem, teaches them that courage and humility that's going to help them in life. I mean, you can't solve the problem if you can't admit you have one. And so we're going to be equipping children with the skills they need to grow and to improve as we're teaching them to admit they've done something wrong.
Children who can't admit they've done the wrong thing are often kids who lack confidence. And that confidence is built through doing well in certain things and determining competence in certain areas. But it's also developed by learning humility and courage. Those two things will help build confidence in a child. So when parents require that a child admit what they've done wrong, they really can work through some of the issues with that child in order to build the confidence necessary. When a child is able to admit what he's done wrong, that's not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. The child who can't admit wrong is really demonstrating weakness inside their heart. So what we're doing is we're helping children understand what that confidence, humility, courage looks like in practical terms, and then practicing it on a day-to-day basis.
And of course, confession then is the first step toward change. So once the child is able to admit they've done something wrong, then they can develop a plan to do it differently next time and practice doing it differently next time. And all of that is going to build that self-confidence that children need to be able to move forward. Yes, we've had a problem. Yes, we've made a mistake. But that's a part of life. We have to learn from that experience and move forward. So that whole mentality, as we develop that in our children, is going to help them learn from experiences as they get older. We all make mistakes, even as adults. We do the wrong thing. But the key is to learn from those mistakes and be able to move forward.
It's important to have a talk with your child about this subject. Whether they're doing well in this or not, the reality is that people who can admit their own faults or mistakes are people who are mature. It's really heart work that we're doing. And so you can say to a child, I see that you're being strong in your heart when you admit that you've done something wrong. It's a sign of strength. When we talk about the heart, we're talking about the place where we feel guilty. That's part of the conscience at work. And that's not a bad thing. Guilt is something that prompts us toward repentance. But it's not just the guilt that happens naturally inside the human heart. It's also the conviction of God. And so when God's Holy Spirit convicts us inside of our hearts to make some significant changes, we need to be able to admit where we are and where God wants us to go in order to move forward. So teaching children how to admit fault and then looking for the positive thing to do next is going to be a helpful part of their correction process. It's training that needs to take place for the heart.
And of course, how a parent responds to that confession is very important too. Because if a child is willing to admit they've done something wrong, then as a parent, we need to be willing to offer forgiveness and move forward ourselves. So there's a lot of relationship building that happens as we're teaching children to confess, teaching them to admit they've done something wrong, rather than blaming the problem. Then we're going to have a closer relationship with them as we move forward.
Be careful what kind of questions you ask when you come into a situation trying to understand it. If you ask the question, who started it, or you ask the question, what happened here, those questions encourage blaming or defensiveness in children because they think of the reasons why or the other people that were involved and don't take responsibility. It's always best to ask the question, what did you do wrong or what could you have done better in this situation, because it helps children to take responsibility for their part of the problem. What we're doing is we're teaching children something very important in their lives. When children then take responsibility, they're empowered then to be part of the solution. If the problem is always somebody else's fault, then they don't have the power to make changes. But when children take responsibility for the problem, then they have also embraced the power to take responsibility for the solution. So we're helping children develop some strategic principles for life by admitting their fault or taking responsibility for their part of the problem.